Hi, ladies, and welcome to the Story Night podcast. This will be the final episode of this season of Story Night. If you've listened to our previous episodes, you know that Story Night is embarking on a brand new season, which means there is a brand new Story Night podcast. We'd love to have you subscribe to our new podcast, and you can find the link in the episode notes. There are lots of exciting updates with this new season. We now have a Story Night email and a Story Night website and a Story Night YouTube channel. We hosted the live Story Night season premiere event last month on February 6, 2025, and had a packed house of 200 women, many of whom had never heard of Story Night before. Our hope is to grow the event series throughout our local community and eventually throughout the state of Oregon, and hopefully someday nationwide. Our mission is to provide a community outreach event where women can come together, hear real stories of hope and inspiration, and find fellowship and encouragement among other women. Hopefully someday we will be a nonprofit. So lots of new and exciting things are on the horizon. We also want to take this time to look back in gratitude for all that God provided during our time under the umbrella of Calvary Mac. I had so many amazing years of service there and will always treasure the women who trusted me with their stories. To everyone who was part of Story Night at Calvary Mac over the previous 5 years, thank you. And thank you to Santa Barbara Community Church and the wonderful Bonnie Fuhrer for starting Story Night so many years ago. I am so glad I finally attended one of those Story Night events, because now I can't imagine my life without Story Night. And while this new season is full of excitement and new opportunities, there are some changes, and changes can be challenging. Some listeners might wonder why Story Night is moving out of the church platform. We certainly aren't giving up on any of the values of Story Night. We recognize that there are countless women outside of a church community who are so lost and lonely, and we want to bring the amazing connectivity of Story Night to as many women as possible. It reminds me of a time many years ago when I was running a program called Pearl Girls. It was a simple program I had created while in grad school to help young girls deal with self-esteem issues and body image issues. A private Catholic school invited me to come run that program for some of their girls. And it was wonderful, and I could incorporate Bible verses and the teachings of Jesus into everything that I was teaching them. And then I got invited to take that program to over 80 sixth grade girls at a local public school. As you might imagine, I had to adjust the format a bit, but those girls needed it just as much as the girls at the private school. And in a similar way, I've been so blessed to be hosting Story Night through a church platform for so many years, and now have the opportunity to take Story Night into the public sphere. I've been so amazed watching God orchestrate this next chapter of Story Night, and would like to thank my friend, mentor, and our state representative, Lucetta Elmer, for providing the platform for this new season of Story Night. And so in closing, I'm hoping, listeners, that you'll pray with me for all that is to come. Lord, we thank you so much for all of the women who have shared their stories with such authenticity and vulnerability over all these years. Thank you for the stories you wrote for them. Thank you for their courage to share. Thank you for the women who have been tuning into this podcast. Thank you for everyone who helped make the live events and these podcast recordings possible. Thank you for all the work that you did in the lives of so many women. And Father, I'm so grateful for this new opportunity. Would you grant your favor on Story Night? Would you guide it to wherever it needs to go? Would you bless every listener and every speaker? May they find hope and encouragement and be reminded that they are not alone, that they are loved, that there can be purpose in the pain. I pray all of this and so much more in your name, Jesus. Amen. Ladies, thank you for being a part of this podcast journey. I still can't believe how many episodes we ended up recording and how many countries ended up finding this podcast. When 2020 came along and we were all on lockdown because of COVID, my plan was to just record maybe 5 to 10 stories so ladies would have something to listen to while they were stuck in their homes. I never, ever would have guessed that it would have grown to this level. So thank you for listening, and I hope you'll join me on the next podcast adventure with the new Story Night podcast. Good night, y'all.